earth, sky.
That CO2 is going to last in the air for tens of thousands of years. And if we don't like what we produce, we have no way out. So if you don't feel comfortable about wittingly participating in the biggest experiment with our planet that humans will have ever done, then we have a dirty energy system that has to be cleaned up.
You're listening to Nate Lewis, the George L. Argyros Professor of Chemistry at the California Institute of Technology. Dr. Lewis said that it's critical to develop new technologies to meet the immense energy needs of the future in a way that's sustainable. He specializes in what's called artificial photosynthesis. In nature, photosynthesis is the process plants use to make food from sunlight. Dr. Lewis works to mimic that process. Using special materials, he builds tiny cells that, when hit by light and surrounded by water, they create hydrogen fuel. Hydrogen fuel burns cleanly, that is, it doesn't produce carbon dioxide or CO2 when it's combusted. Dr. Lewis spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl.
Dr. Lewis, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
So, my first question is this. Plants use sunlight to make food. That's photosynthesis, right? But your lab is working on an artificial photosynthesis. What's the goal?
Plants figured out that the best way to make and harness clean energy would be to take the biggest resource we have, the sun, and to convert it into the thing that drives almost all energy consumption on our planet today, which is chemical fuel. And so the same way that birds have feathers and we know that therefore it's possible to fly, but we don't build airplanes out of feathers, when we know it's possible to take the sunlight and make chemical fuel, we're going to build our own machines that are going to take sunlight and make directly fuel that anybody could use anywhere, anytime for their energy.
Let's talk about a specific product from your lab, a photoelectrochemical cell. It's used in artificial photosynthesis with the goal of making hydrogen fuel. How will it work? And I'm assuming that there are already sort of extant prototypes at this point.
We know it's possible with semiconducting materials, like the ones used in solar panels, but a different set of materials, to actually take those materials and instead of covering them with electrical wires, to immersing the material in water and with sunlight, then one can split that water and produce hydrogen gas and oxygen gas directly. So what chemists mean by splitting water is water has the chemical formula of H2O, and to split it, you rejuggle the bonds in the water and you would make one molecule of H2 and one half of the O2 that is making the molecules of oxygen that are in our air. And the fuel that results from that is the hydrogen, the H2, because that can be stored and then burnt, just like gasoline is burnt with oxygen from the air. The hydrogen is burnt with oxygen from the air. In this case, instead of making carbon dioxide, it would make water, so it is clean burning because the only byproduct is actually drinkable water from the combustion process.
Can you give me just a little bit of a physical description, this photoelectrochemical cell? What does it look like? What's inside of it that's making it do this work?
It's just going to be a material, flexible material, kind of like a slip and slide or bubble wrap or a multifunctional fabric that you'll roll out, and there'll be a top clear layer that will suck up water like a sponge from the air, and then the intermediate layer will absorb sunlight and will decompose the water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen. We're going to let the oxygen get vented just like through a rain jacket when you let it breathe. And then at the bottom, we would wick out either the gaseous or the liquid fuel, collect it into a tank, and then we could use it to run our cars, to run fuel cells, to make liquid fuels out of, to provide the energy that we need even when the sun isn't shining.
What is the timeline on this? When can we expect to see it on the market or in general use or use in industry?
Well, our goal is to build prototypes that actually work in the first 2 years of this project that we have going called the Joint Center for Artificial Photosynthesis, which is an energy innovation hub sponsored by the Department of Energy. It was called out by the President, by President Obama in his last State of the Union address. And so we're launching a very aggressive project because no one has actually built a solar fuels generator that you can hold in your hand that we can say works, that is truly an artificial photosynthetic system. We're going to build these prototypes, and we know that the first ones we build are not going to work very well, or maybe not last very long, or maybe use too expensive pieces. And so we think this is an evolving generation of technology development, but you can't fly until you get off the ground, and our goal is to get off the ground to build the thing that shows that we can do this as a technology so that we can really directly do what plants do, but better, make fuel directly from the sun.
What's the most important thing you want people today to know about artificial photosynthesis?
The most important thing is if we want to get to a clean energy system, we can get part of the way there with existing technology, with wind, with solar, with nuclear, but you can't get all the way there with just making cheaper what we know. And the two biggest challenges are how do you store massive quantities of electricity and how do you make clean fuel for the 40% of transportation that cannot be electrified, our ships, our aircraft, our heavy-duty trucks. And the only technical game in town that could solve both of those problems that we have to solve as a planet is to make fuel from the sun, and that's why we are working so hard on that project.
You've been listening to Nate Lewis, the George L. Argyros Professor of Chemistry at the California Institute of Technology. Dr. Lewis is also the principal investigator of the Joint Center for Artificial Photosynthesis, the energy innovation hub in fuels from sunlight. This podcast is part of the Thanks to Chemistry series, produced in cooperation with the Chemical Heritage Foundation. Generous sponsorship support was provided by the BASF Corporation. Additional production support was provided by the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, DuPont, and ExxonMobil. For this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.